Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack and Scott here. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Nicole Sclafani, General Manager of LCC TV, area arts and entertainment contributor. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, Jack. How are you guys doing today?
Doing just fine. It is Halloween weekend and a lot of parties around here.
It is. A lot of parties going on. Actually, I'm sitting up having some dinner here at Enzo, right here in East Lansing next to Jimmy's. And after that, I'll actually be going to Zombie Night, which is at the Eastwood Town Center tonight. most of it's taking place at Schuller Books, but it's the second annual event, actually, that they've had. And they have a special guest. It's actually going to be a local photographer. Actually, she's a pretty rising star here in Lansing, and she used to start doing pinup photography. That was her main objective, and she was actually a student at LCC, but now she is doing for Halloween zombie pinup art, and she's actually selling her calendars for 2011 to raise money for the Greater Lansing Food Bank.
Her name is
Jenna McShane, and I'm really excited to see her work. So after here, I'll go there, and also later on that night, they have, actually this whole thing starts about 7 o'clock, and then they have a zombie costume contest, and then a dance party right there in that cafe, in the Chapbook Cafe. So her calendar, Beauty and Brains 2011, should be pretty interesting. So I'm excited to see what it's all about. And I know she used local models. So,
did you say Jenna McShane?
Yes.
Jenna McShane. Okay, well, we will look for that.
Yeah.
And when will we see that?
That's actually, right now, I think if you want, I believe if you do want a calendar, you can visit the Greater Lansing Food Bank.
Okay.
Because they're selling them for to raise money. But 7 o'clock tonight over at Schuller Books is where you can check it out. Eastwood Town Center, they're having zombie night. So it should be fun.
All right. Well, a lot of Halloween parties this weekend. We know that. And on to Sunday, as we even have some things going on midnight Sunday. But certainly a lot of people will be in the Halloween spirit. What do you normally do for Halloween?
Well, normally we pass out candy to the kids in the neighborhood, and that normally lasts until about 8 o'clock or so. Normally we either get together or we go join one of the haunted houses. I know there's a couple, Monster Mayhem with the Lansing JCs. We're thinking about going there. Also, I just found out today the MSU Auditorium has the Haunted Odd, and that's going to be for $10 right there on the campus of MSU. So that sounds interesting. Also, closer to us up in Langsburg is the Peacock Road Tree Farm.
Right.
They have a celebration every year. And then also Uncle John's Cider Mill. They have everything going on Sunday, plus for the adults, they have wine tasting, so that sounds fun.
Right. I was just out there yesterday. That's a great place.
It is. It's a great place to go in the fall. We love going there in the fall, and I love getting the cider from there, and it really is something that really you should take advantage of before it gets too, too cold. It should be, they say, at about, mid-50s or so with some rain on Sunday, but it really is a great time to kind of get out there, probably maybe for the last time of the season, to actually enjoy the fall and while there's some leaves on the tree.
We have had such an unbelievable September and October. I know you missed a few weeks of it.
I did. I missed all the good weather.
But we tried to save a little bit for when you got back.
Yeah, no, it's been great, and that's why it's nice to enjoy all these things. And even if you're not a photographer, it's great. A lot of my friends just go out and take pictures of everything, really, because the colors really was fascinating this season. And, I urge you just to go take a walk or go take a hike anywhere, really, around here, and especially with a camera, because I think you see things differently.
What about on the musical scene, Nicole? What's happening around town?
Well, musical scene right for on... Actually, the night of Halloween, The Loft, which is above Harem Urban Night Night Lounge. Actually, they're going to be having a band called The Outer Vibe there. They're going to be playing with three other bands. And this is actually a band from Grand Rapids. And The Outer Vibe has been around Lansing for a while. And maybe you recognize the name from Common Ground. They actually work really closely with the College of Music over at MSU. And they do this thing every summer called School of Rock. And they take, I believe, probably about high school age students who want to know more about music or maybe want to be in a band.
Mm-hmm.
And they teach them kind of about being in a band. And then Common Ground, they have a whole little section in the back, probably closer to LCC, where they actually play and they perform. So the band does actually some good work for the community, and they have a really great sound. And they'll be performing with three other bands there at The Loft on Sunday night.
I was just up on The Loft a couple of weeks ago with T.J. Duckett and Cameron Ganass, and they have these Monday night football parties up there.
Oh, yeah.
But they're moving those around, so those have been a lot of fun, too, for the area.
Definitely. So there's really something for everybody, just as there is every weekend, really, in Lansing, and it's just really fun just to find out about these new events going on, and just I encourage everybody just to have a safe Halloween and just go and experience Lansing this Halloween.
Well, I want to talk to you very quickly. We have about a minute and a half left about LCCTV and all the exciting things going on there.
Are you on tomorrow with Bob Every tomorrow?
I am. I'm on tomorrow. I'm filling in for Dave DeMarco tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Brian Renfrew is actually going to be on. He's the associate head coach for MSU Hockey. Okay. So he'll be on with you. And we also have these two great girls. They're 11 and 14, and they're martial arts champions. And one of them actually writes her own comic books. So Every Spin on Sports is our sports show, and it airs 11 a.m. every Friday, and we actually air it live through our Comcast 1531 and also through the website, through lcc.edu/TV. Just click on watch. So,
you know, we talked with Dom Cochran earlier this week and, of course, the Office of Community Media, but there's a lot of great stuff being done locally from LCCTV. You're pretty busy over there.
Yeah, Dom's a great friend of mine, and I think we're both really just trying to kind of take this passion with the community, and instead of maybe doing YouTube videos, actually do productions and do some great shows that are actually worthy, and they give back to the community, and they highlight things. So we have a couple political shows. Actually, real quick, we have Governor Granholm that's going to be on Sunday at 10 a.m. Bo Garcia, who's with our Business and Community Institute, he got to interview her for about 15 to 20 minutes or so,
right.
And she talks about everything from jobs to the new industries developing and the workforce. So that's at 2 a.m. or 2 p.m. So,
you know, you talk about performers. I got to tell you, I saw Bo Garcia in a show down at LCC. I mean, that guy, people pay to see him. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's really great, and he really is just in the community a lot. He really is a liaison between the college and the community, and also creating all these great business relationships. And he also serves on a lot of boards, economic boards here in Lansing. So we've put his show as our political show kind of on after Meet the Press, I guess, at 10 a.m. on Sundays.
Right.
So we're going to be trying to build that up, and every week or every other week or so, he'll be having new guests. So
well, have fun tonight, Nicole, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, thanks, Jack.